This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has just arrived in North Carolina to see hurricane damage, and later it's a trip to Southern California where fires have taken a steep toll. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
By him going today, he's going to reiterate continued federal support. Remember, he said that this week that he thinks going forward perhaps states should cover their own expenses after disasters. I suspect governors and lawmakers from states that have been hit by this stuff, including the Speaker of the House, for example, who comes from Louisiana, it's had its fair of natural disasters, might think differently about that. We'll see how that goes.
As he left for North Carolina, Trump sized up where his choice for defense secretary stands. Reports say Pete Hegseth paid $50,000 to a woman who accused him of sexual assault, and two Republican senators, both women, say they won't back him.
Whatever it is, he's a good man. I don't know what's going to happen. You never know in those things, but Pete's a very, very good man. I hope he makes it. I hope he makes it. I was very surprised that Collins and Murkowski would do that.
CBS's Torian Small.
Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine are the two defectors in this case. They came out with their reservations about Hegseth moving forward and ultimately said when the time comes, they just can't vote for them.
A federal court says seven Capitol attack defendants who've been released are barred from entering Washington, D.C. and the Capitol building without court approval. That includes Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes. The White House says military deportation flights began yesterday for hundreds of what it labeled as illegal immigrant criminals. Hamas has released the names of hostages it plans to release tomorrow in exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners, as called for in the Gaza ceasefire deal. CBS's Rami Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
The spokesperson for Hamas's armed wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades, released that list. It is four Israeli female soldiers. We do have the names that Hamas has said, but we are holding on that until we get confirmation from the Prime Minister's office or other Israeli family associations here.
On the Health Watch right now this morning, CBS's Michael George tells us.
Children living with people who smoke cannabis are exposed to toxic and potentially carcinogenic chemicals. A study published in JAMA Network showed that more than a quarter of children who lived with cannabis smokers had detectable THC chemicals in their urine. The study's authors say just being around cannabis smoke can be harmful to kids.
Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down about 100 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A $1 million cash bond was set yesterday for Devontae Caraway. He's charged with homicide in a fatal Racine County jail attack on New Year's Eve. The 47-second incident went unnoticed by staff for 22 minutes. Joseph Lee died in the hospital days later. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A Racine man has pleaded guilty in a nationwide swatting scheme targeting Ring doorbell camera owners. Kaya Nelson faces up to 15 years in federal prison for making hoax emergency calls and live streaming police responses. And that Buc-ee's planned for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I'll just wanted to put that energy out there. Like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget this afternoon at 1:45-ish. And if you were a member of the class of 1969, the song I'm going to play for you was popular around about homecoming of your senior year. It'll be here on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms you
to hold you, hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I do. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I have with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I have with you.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
I got
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Juilliard School of Music graduates Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain. Next week, big week for you here at WRJN, because not only are we going to give you details about what you can win for Valentine's Day for your sweetie. No, you don't get to keep it for yourself. And also, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon, Hermit of Hermit's Hermits, in concert with the Association at the Genesee Theater on February 28th. So, yeah, tickets going up for grabs next week. Keep it here. Find out how. Very interesting way we've got planned for you to win those from WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Vollman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
W-R-J-N. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't looking but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Long before texting, long before TikTok, the Bee Gees got to get a message to you somehow.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry?
For living and for dying.
Baby!
Mixes and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
What a beautiful song. Righteous Brothers. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, wrapping up Ice Week for the Rest of the Story this week, this afternoon, 12:05 on WRJN. Now, let's get an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to enhance downtown safety and community engagement, Racine's Common Council has okayed a downtown cop house. It'll go in at 434 Main. The initiative is getting money through S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation and will serve as a hub for both law enforcement and social services downtown. The facility is expected to open its doors in March. It's $1 million cash bond for the suspect in a fatal Racine County jail attack. In court yesterday, prosecutors called what happened New Year's Eve a brutal, deadly assault. Devontae Caraway was in the lockup for attempted homicide. He's now added a homicide charge for the assault. The incident, which reportedly lasted 47 seconds, went unnoticed by jail staff for over 20 minutes. Joseph Lee didn't die right away. He passed a few days later in the hospital. There's another hearing for Caraway next week. Racine kids will be better connected. The Racine County Eye has a story today about the Racine Common Council approving a program aimed at bridging the digital divide. This week, the council voted to spend just over $500,000 in Public Service Commission funds. That money will be used to provide free laptops and long-term technical support to 460 low-income households. Funded entirely through a state grant, the initiative will offer 7 years of technical support, training, and replacement devices to families without reliable technology. You can go more in-depth with that story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a road in a distant land, and an eagle flies with a dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the girl.
can't be with the one you love, don't trust anybody over 30. Oh, wait, that's a whole different cliche from the 60s. Clearwater Revival, and Proud Mary, every wedding band in the nation in the 60s, 70s, and 80s at least played that song at the reception. It's the only one they all knew. WRJN.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now, there doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and boys basketball tonight. Racine St. Catharines and Dominican going at it. Pregame starting at 6:30 on WRJN. That's tonight. Local boys high school basketball on WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This message is sponsored by WisCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WisCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WisCaregiver.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Mercy Me. Station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now, now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. They used to be long, long, oil, waste.
wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Can't you stand?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
You've given me a true love.